It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, what's up? What's going on? Welcome, welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl, Labora Lee, a.k.a. Kat Lee, and...
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
Yes, yes, yes. You have tuned into Ambitiously, the podcast, as well as Ambitiously Radio. I just thought you should know that, because, you know, it's very important to stop this, to tell people. I feel like it is, anyway. Today is, oh my gosh, there's so much to explain about what today is. Today is the tap-in. So first we're going to get into our tap-in bag and we're going to hop into this nostalgia and, you know, have a good time talking about the things that we grew up on and stuff like that. And then after that, we are going to have our final exam. And what is the final exam, do you ask? I'm glad you did. The final exam is a hip-hop trivia situation. The curator goes by the name of Professor Doc. I call him Professor Doc. He doesn't call himself Professor Doc, but Professor Doc. And he gives us five trivia questions. Well, five trivia clues, anyway. And we have the opportunity to guess what he's talking about. I mean, guess who, what artist or group or whoever he's talking about, right? Here's the thing. Y'all get the guess. Y'all get free range to guess. Y'all get the guess as many times as y'all want to. I do not, okay? Because, sorry, but the champ is here. I would. The champ is here. Stop playing. But because I am the champ, he made it harder for me. So now, every guess that I take, I lose a Harley Quinn. And you know we do not like losing Harley Quinns. Last week, I lost all of them bitches. All of them bitches. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Trauma. Last week, I lost all of them. They are all back in prison, and I'm trying to break them free this week. Okay? The year's 2005. So I only get and I forgot to tell y'all. I only get one guess. So if I guess, then I'm out the game. You still have an option. But if no one guesses, Doc gets the point. And that's how this game is played. So I just wanted to give y'all a little bit of tea and information about that. But join the conversation. Call in. You can call in. You can drop a comment. You can text. The number is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. It is scrolling at the bottom of the screen. Let me see what we got going on up here. Hey, Doc, baby. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, audio. I meant to say hi to Rock as well. I see you, bro. But anyway, all right, that's good to know. That's good to know. Our audio and visual is good. Awesome. All right, so also, if you would like to talk to us about anything, and I mean anything at all, business, sponsorships, advertisement, much music played, whatever the case may be, you want to come on for an interview, you just want to say hi, you got some gab you want to send my way, whatever the case may be, you want to talk to us, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. I really just want y'all to hit the like button. I don't care about nothing else. I mean, I do care about the other stuff. I do want you to subscribe, and I do want you to share. But it's really the like button for me. It's something about that like button. Well, we know what it is. I told y'all what it was already. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Hi, mother-in-law, whose sons I'm not married to and never have been married to, but you my mother-in-law forever and ever and ever. I love you. Oh, my boo early today. Hey, girl. So anyway, let's get back on track. Today is the tap-in. We are waiting on our doc baby to join us in our adventures. Because, you know, he's the curator. I don't know if I'm getting anybody out, but I'm going to try today. I'm going to try my best. And you know, number one still hate me. So I got to work to get the other four out, at least bare minimum three. But we're going to see what's happening. Bahamas, Rebecca, I love you, boo, forever and forever. Yeah, so today is the tap-in. We got to get our tap-in bag and see up. Get our little tap-in bag and see. Now, we are still in our 80s and 90s nostalgia in this bag right now. I think we're going back to music after this bag. We clear this bag. I wanted to show y'all what the bag of what we, well, the bags of what we've already done look like. They're kind of thick, too. Some weight to these bitches. We done flipped from... I just want y'all to see what it looked like a little bit. I don't even want to mix the two. Hold on. This bag, that means we've covered a lot of shows. Hold on. I think I dropped some. Yeah, I probably did. We've covered a lot of shows. This is a handful of what we've already talked about. We've talked about a lot of things. And that's dope. I love that. So I want to go back. This is probably more music and movies, though, I think. And some of what came out of there. But, yeah, I want to go back. I want to jump back to music and movies. And then I want to come back to maybe another era that we can relate to and talk about. But we'll see. I'm out to dig in a bit, though. And then when Doc come in, then he'll chime in. Whatever the hell I just pulled off this bag, and that's what's gonna happen here. So, I say these children today. Okay, here we go. Listen, I'm glad I'm okay. There we go. I'm glad you up in here. You ready? All right, let's go. This is going. We gonna love this one right here. This one right here. When we were children, we talk about this all the time. And it's not that this has come out the bag. It's just this is something that we talk about. Okay. Going outside as a kid. Okay. Let's talk about it. You go first. What did that mean to you? How did you feel about it?
Going outside.
Yeah. Because these children of today don't go outside. They don't like to be outside, like playing.
I was gonna say, I was gonna take it step by step. So going outside when I was quote unquote, I guess, old enough to go outside by myself, mm-hmm. I couldn't leave the front yard wherever we were at. If we was at a grandparent's house, a cousin's house, and that's different because I'm the oldest out of everything. So mm-hmm. going outside for me was I was just by myself, but then it was like weird shit like, oh, don't go play with this kid or don't play with this kid or my parents, grandparents, somebody say something funny every once in a while. Big facts.
Right.
But it was like front yard time. when I get older and I can actually just kind of do my own thing. But then that's also when my brother came along. And then it's taken with you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then it was like, well, I don't even want to go no more because I don't want him with me because ain't no telling what I'm about to do.
Right,
anything. And this is not like, this is probably like 10 and below because my brother, no, I had to be at least a, no.
What? Yeah, I was going to say, how, what's the age difference between your brother and yourself?
My brother is 6 years, no, 4 years. Shit. My brother is 6 years younger than me.
Okay.
So yeah, I had to be around 11, 12 when it was the, if you going outside, take him with you.
Take him with you, right.
But then it's the fact that I got to watch him and all that stuff. That I had my friends and we, I say nefarious activities, we want to go play with matches in the woods or some crazy dumb shit.
Right.
Can't take him with me. And it's like, no, because look, I know if something go down, I know how to run home quick.
But damn, you done left your little brother behind. And Lord knows, don't leave that little brother behind because that's your ass.
So that was that stage of going outside. But me and my brother got cool. He had his own friends and I had my own friends. But then it would be a split of my little sister came around. Take her with you. And this is the big difference, though, that I've realized as I got older. My brother with me wasn't a bad deal. He just wanted to be around me, and he would listen and do. My sister, on the other hand, hey, I'm going to be over here playing basketball on the courts.
Right.
You're going to be over here on the merry-go-round, the monkey, on the playground, basically. Stay here. Don't leave here. You see the little wooden things around here? You see the little sand? Don't walk off the sand. Don't walk into the grass.
Right.
If you need something, come get me. I'm going to stop whatever I'm doing.
And come over.
My sister would say, I didn't like them girls, or I was bored, and she would go home. Let me look. This is traumatic.
I know it is. I can already imagine where this is going. Go ahead.
I finished playing my game. I think my sister just had a time of her life. And this would be because, and this is weird too. Because my sister actually had a choice. Do you want to hang out with, they call me Boo, or do you want to hang out with Noki? My brother, his nickname is Noki. You want to hang out with Boo, or you want to hang out with Noki? I want to hang out with Boo. So now it's my, and I was like, I'll just stay in the house then. So I do. My friend's like, hey man, we playing basketball. My sister is 10 years younger than me.
Okay.
So then it was like, all right, but then I'm old enough. I know. Hey, be right here. I'm playing basketball, trying to win a game, focus on this. But I know she come over. Look, she got to go to the bathroom. She hungry or something done happened and I need to take care of her. I'm big brother. I have to.
Right, right.
No, her little smart ass
went home.
I'm going home. So then I know, hey, yeah, game's over. My friends, some of them are street like kids. You know what that means? They head home. There's only a couple of us. When you run a game or two or 21 or something, then all right, cool. Look, I'm all sweaty, nasty. I'm about to head home too. I look over at the park. My sister is nowhere to be found. And I'm like, and there's probably a couple of other kids over there, probably girls or something. Hey, you see my sister, Crystal? Nah, we ain't seen it. Oh no, she went that way. And well, that's the direction towards the house.
Right. But
either way, I know I cannot come home with my sister in tow. My ass.
I can imagine. This is coming from a parent. Well, I don't have multiple children like that, but I can imagine as a parent, if you came home without my baby, it's your...
Look, I told you that I didn't want your baby to come with me.
Can I cash that? Is it cash now?
You got 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Oh, good. I was getting ready to say. I was getting ready to tell you what was getting ready
to happen to me. Wait, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was getting ready to tell you what was getting ready to happen to you if you was my son and my child came home before you and you don't know where she is.
I lived it.
So that's why I can understand where your parents came from.
I'm
not my baby.
I'm checking to see if my sister went to one of her friends' house. I'm checking to see if she went to the candy lady house. I'm checking everywhere. Nowhere to be found. So we, I'm kind of brutal though. I'm like, well, look, she must have got kidnapped or something. Look, I gotta go tell my mom.
She in the house whole time. Had you going crazy.
I'm like,
I ain't gonna lie. That sounds like some shit I would have did. Excuse my language, but I ain't gonna lie to you.
Horrible, horrible.
I would have. Cause you,
I'm like,
you ain't paying me no mind anyway. I don't feel like sitting out here while you playing basketball.
Do you want to watch the basketball or do you want to do something else? I want to go to the park because you seen.
I'm gonna do something else.
You seen other kids over there? Hopscotch, double dutch, all that. Go.
Now I'm tired of the something else, and I want to go home, so I'm going home. That's just but
either the courtesy of saying, "Hey, I want to go home," then I would have stopped, walked you back home. All my friends were mad at me because I interrupted the game, but I still would have walked you back home.
Just and so it came that, back.
Yes, that's what I would have did. But no, little Miss Smarty Pants thinks she grown. Just walked her little self home.
Can I tell you something? Little girl around, always. Little girls always think they grown, so you just gotta let it go. Now, we both know. We already talked about a lot of my life experiences because I'm very open with y'all on this podcast. Going outside for me was everything. So, and I already told y'all how about me being punished and what that looked like. And I'm telling you, like, seeing, looking out the window and seeing your friends running down the street.
Should have been rapping like Nas. Look, I see everybody playing double dutch. I'm like, I'm a sucker.
We
house
had we weren't in the projects, but looking up that roll home, them roll home windows. Mm-hmm. And all your little friends is trickling down the street and you punish us out. So going outside was everything. I couldn't wait for my punishment to be off. I done missed like two or three house parties. I done missed the block party. I done missed the fire hydrant being popped. I missed a lot.
Let me ask the basketball
tournament across the street from my house. I missed a lot, huh?
What age? You're talking about being an older kid.
This is gradual. That's why I said I missed the fire hydrant being popped. Okay. I gave a fuck. Okay. I'm sorry. I cared about that when I was a little kid.
Okay. Yeah, you can rock now. You can rock. You can say whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. I gave a fuck about that when I was a little kid. Because fuck, I couldn't wait to say that. I could not fucking. And shit, I couldn't wait to say that either. But I didn't give a fuck about. I wouldn't. When, like, by the time I got to my teenage years and shit like that, I didn't give a fuck about no fucking fire hydrant. Now, that would be me missing, like, the basketball tournament at the park. You feel me? But
the social life of it.
Huh? That's everything is a mixture, huh?
No, I was just saying your social life part when you became older became heavy for you.
I think all of it was heavy, but just when I could go outside, I was happy as shit. Like, yes, I'm off of punishment. I'm free. And then I just run out the front door like, and I'm outside.
I believe you. You probably lose some cash. You forget something.
I lost my keys. I had a snack, but I forgot about it because I was so busy trying to get out the door so fast. She was like, oh, you could go back outside now. So I just locked it out the door. Now I got to go catch up with everybody to see what's going, what happened, what did I miss. Oh, girl, we had a block party. What the hell? I missed a block party. God damn. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, they're having another one next week. Well, hopefully I'll be punished again. So you feel me?
That means you was trying to maintain. You was trying to maintain.
I need to be on my best behavior. She say be back on this block by the time the street lights is on. I'm back on that motherfucking block.
That's good then.
A tent hut. Yeah, because I ain't want to miss the block party. You feel me? It was something in it for me.
In that same token that you're saying that, my thing was that I'm responsible, but the fact that my sister never got in trouble for things she did, and I would try to explain
all of that because I can unpack that too. I'm 13 years older than my sister, so I understand. You feel me? Very much. I understand. Even to this day, and I'm grown, do I still have to have responsibility for my grown sister? That's what comes with I'm not a parent.
I'm a kid.
No, I'm not saying a parent. I said see, you didn't let me finish. Communication, remember? That comes along with being the older sibling, is what I was about to say. You feel me? Then you assume responsibility for the younger ones because they're your siblings. They're going to grow up one day and they either going to do one or two things. They're going to hate your fucking guts or they're going to love you to fucking death. Which one you want? I like love me to death. You had to go through all them wolves. Listen, my sister done hit me in the chair, in the head with a little tight chair. I had to take her outside with me sometimes too. Didn't want to, but had to. You know what I mean? And she was little, so she was really cramping my style. I couldn't go far. You feel me? How the fuck I'm going somewhere with a power wheel fucking motorbike and she want to ride in and shit? I get that. But that's what you did as a big sister. A big brother, a big sister. You understand what it is. And she not my only sibling. That's just one I can tell you a story about. It just, when you the oldest, you the oldest.
Nah, that was like being responsible. That was the one part. But outside of that, going outside used to be fun. I'll jump forward. Going outside when I have mobility. First mobility was a bike. And that was middle school years. But then also the time as a young man, I'm trying to get out and attempt to do some things. And mobility was a bike. Look, all the girls in the neighborhood.
Always trying to go decent things.
Over here now.
Trying to fill somebody up, Doc?
No, I'm trying to get a girlfriend or something.
Hey. You trying to be fresh, Doc?
I was getting my man on. That the first level of ability as a young man, as a young boy, was a bike.
Being hot in the tail.
Yes. And then, only because I was so responsible, I had a car at 16. I already had a job and everything. So that was a whole different story. But
be like that. Yeah. Shit. My teenage years was something different. But I told y'all, I had a whole different life before I became this cat. Okay. Not going to talk about it. My compadre I have in here with me, he can tell you. Another life before I was this cat. You feel me?
That's the wonderful thing about life. You can tell a story that chapter may no longer be the chapter you plan no more or read.
Yeah, I love it. I ain't got no complaints. Listen, I want to move on to the next one. I ain't got not nail complaint, Doc. You was being hot in the butt. Ooh, la la.
Oh, yeah, man.
Ooh, la la. For this real. Is funny. Okay. I don't know if people watch the show. I did. It was my shit. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Turtles in a Hat Shell. Turtle Power.
You know the whole song? I don't know the song still to this day.
I love that a cartoon slips in there every now and again.
Yeah.
I love that. Huh?
Nah, our age of cartoons.
That was different.
I don't even know the age of cartoons right now because I think everybody watching SpongeBob or some shit.
Who wants to watch that?
I don't know. Look, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was the shit. Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael, Leonardo, Splinter, Shredder, Bebop and Rocksteady, Mondo Gecko, Casey Jones, April O'Neil.
You could have named everybody. You would have done a list. Oh, sorry. Yeah. My bad.
I still know the whole theme song and everything, but no. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was dope as hell. And that was the shit.
That was something I was definitely running in the house to watch. You was too. That's something I was running in the house. I was going to have him on camera, y'all, but I was having complications with the other cameras in here. So, and this whole thing. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I used to make my favorites Raphael, though, you know.
Oh, shit, you know, Raphael.
The popsicle stick,
right?
Take the popsicle stick, rubber band, take the popsicle stick, make them like size, and then Man, look, we got real creative.
Hey, you already know. You already know.
Oh, and he's saying he made his own size with the pop.
Yeah.
Hey, that's great. Hey, salute to that. Ingenuity.
Yes. And to be creative.
Look, give me two little sticks and a shoestring. I got nunchucks. I'm Michelangelo.
Huh, you already.
You already.
Oh man, that was another one of them joints for me, and it made all of us kids that did watch it go outside and act a fool because we thought we was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wait, I even mix this up and make it even interesting.
What,
you remember when everybody was rocking the Bart Simpson shit, and then they mixed the Bart Simpson shit with the Cowabunga Dude shit, and everybody had like that T-shirt?
Yeah, yeah, I do remember that. I had a couple of them.
It was the black Bart Simpson too.
Nah, I had the.
No,
you
the Looney Tunes with the front and the back when they had the
right. I had them
too. And then you see the front, and then you see the back when the shirt with the ties and bugs and all that.
Yeah.
All that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
let's move to where we at because I need to. I know where we timed at and where we need to go. I need to look. That's why. I lose my glasses, y'all. I got them today. I'm going to be opening the library after the final exam. I will let y'all know as soon as we finish with the final exam, okay? All right. Because I found my glasses. The next one we pulled out the bag bag was, this is going to sound crazy, but people really thought they was the shit when they really hit, because, you know, CDs is already thing. I keep my CDs on the spool. I still got a lot of CDs. I told y'all know that from how the wall used to look or whatever. I have a lot of CDs, right? I kept mine on the spool, though. I still keep them on the spool. But when people got CD towers, they got out of pocket. They thought they was doing something. You spin the rack. You got the one that spin. Then you got the little design ones that like the wavy ones and the straight up, you know, the tab, the regular tab. Yeah, people got creative. The wall units.
The Tetris
ones. I'm probably slightly OCD with that because I had the regular tower ones, the ones that kind of lean back like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would put the artists in alphabetical order. With mm-hmm. their tapes, whatever tape they came out with you. And you know, if somebody wanna fuck with, hey, I'm playing this, they put it on the wrong. Like, no, you put it upside down. You gotta face so I can read it.
This the first time in here. You ain't see all the shit I had on the wall. I had some shit on the wall. But I can tell you, I had some shit on the wall.
Yeah, all the CDs, all the classics on the wall.
But it's just the thing with me was I never really. Like, I had CD towers, but for some strange reason, them bitches kept breaking. Maybe I just had too many damn CDs or some shit. They kept breaking. And so I got to the point where I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. But, you know, because of what I was doing at the time, I would have, like, a bunch of CD spool, you know, because we would burn CDs and DVDs and shit like that. So I would always have the spool left over. So I just was like, fuck it. I'm going to keep them in the spools. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And that's what I started doing. So I was like, fuck, keep spending money on CD towers and racks. And then you think about how much accumulation you got. It's like you got to keep adding to build at the time anyway. Now you just streaming shit. So you don't have, you youngest do not have to worry about this kind of life.
They don't understand the CD book in your book bag. They don't understand the CD book in your car.
What?
They don't understand. Oh, remember when you had some of the cars that had the CD player in the trunk? So even if you had a 6-disc CD player, if you wanted
to, you had to go back there and change it up.
In the trunk, I just really say that. Man.
You gotta have to go out there and change or put what you want in there at least for whatever your ride going
to
be.
You better have a 5 or 10 spinner.
Right, because you.
With your favorites in there.
If you going somewhere far, fuck it. Oh my God.
I got time to keep changing.
Yep.
Woo!
Oh, and don't be a bad navigator. That's a passenger if you're doing a road trip.
Yeah.
You got a CD book in your lap, and I say, hey, I'm tired of this. You better flip to a page that got something good on it and pop that CD in.
Right. Because now I'm mad at you already. You better have something good in there to soothe my soul right now, bitch, because I'm mad. Yeah, I would be. Yeah. Yeah. I'm about to put you out. You about to be on the side of the highway. Stop playing with me. Like, yeah, on them type terms. I don't play like that. But nah. I don't know. I guess I got to the point though with them. Like, I'm just tired of CD towers and shit. I'm not gonna buy another motherfucking one. I'm frugal.
I'll be for real. If I could still have a CD tower with actual, because I kept everything very much pristine. I had the CD, the case. I still had the liner because I used to read liners and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Still had the liner and everything in it. And actually, I would actually change the case out if one of the cases got cracked. I would find like a little burn CD. I would pop the little thing open, take the little one part, the back part with the track listing on it. I'll put it all back in there and make it a clean new case and pop it right back in.
Right. Yeah, that was the life. That, if for anybody who's listening who does not know what we're talking about, that would be in the 90s. That is 90s and 2000, a little bit of 2000 nostalgia. A little bit of, yeah, 2007 nostalgia. Yeah, it ain't that. Yeah, it's definitely a fadeaway for real. Y'all will never know.
They don't y'all get to see the joy that some of us had when you got that new CD in pneumatics. Did you get the ones that are just wrapped in the plastic, or did you get the one that had a big old fucking thick ass box that the CD was just at the bottom, but it had a whole long ass thing? Y'all remember that?
I had shrink wrap it. All of mine was packed.
You don't remember the old ones? They had the CD was like this big, but the CD was at the bottom, but they had the whole, it was like a record label. I mean, a record album cover. But it
nah, they better not have sent me that shit.
That's how I remember that. That was like Sam
Goody
and FYE and shit.
No, of course.
Nah, I don't think they was popular up here.
Oh, well, we didn't get that.
All my shit was shrink wrap, and it better have that shrink wrap. Bitch, I done paid my damn $15 for this shit. Then I had to get on the bus to come get you. Oh, you done had gave me a flashback. Then I had to come get on the bus for this shit, and it's a long ass line because it just dropped today and everybody won it. And I got, y'all better not sell out. Oh, sorry. PTSD. Sorry.
That's for real though. But what I was saying is,
what you mean y'all sold out?
Don't remember when you used to get a CD, and if you was into music that much, you would take the liner out, open it up. Sometimes they, like Outkast always had art on their shit.
Right.
But you will open it up and they'll tell you every song, songwriter, producer, the studio. Interpolations, whoever did what, whoever did this, it'll be all. And if you was interested in that shit, you would read all of that.
I ain't gonna lie, I was interested in it, but because I had to do it as part of my, that like I had to be the one to sit down and create those things, you know what I mean? The things that everybody love. I don't know, it's different. You feel me? I got CDs in here right now. Well, you know that. I'm not doing show and talk pet tonight, but I got CDs in here right now that I did. You feel me? So I get where you coming from. You feel me?
That used to be the shit.
I want to move on to what time? Okay, we good. We good on time. Good, good, good. Because I want to move on to our next subject matter that came out of our topic. And I'm tapping back. I think you're going to like this one, Doc.
Let's go.
I think you're going to like this one a lot because we've talked about it a couple of times, but not in high definition. The Super Soaker.
Oh, we have kind of, because it was very much a summer thing. It was a fun thing. It was invented by a black man. It was invented by a black man to get his money. Super Soaker was the shit. I do remember when we kind of skimmed across this. You said you had the good one. I remember I just had the little ringy.
Yeah. And we'll buy another one.
I had the ringy. I had the simple pump, pump, pump. And Philly, you said you had the.
I had them too. With what? Okay, so let's have a conversation because it's good. I'm glad we on the topic of this. What it looked like up here down versus here, what it looked like everywhere else, right?
And beat up for X9 but 150 Super Soda. Guess it. What if you ain't had one of those? Oh man!
So I was talking about because what he was talking about. I said I had a good one. The pack, right? You know when they had
The 200. You hold on your back.
Yeah,
that's the 200. That's the.
I don't even know. I just knew I had the one with the yellow thing on the top. I had to take the thing off, unscrew it, put it in the bucket, or put it under the faucet, make sure the bro ain't dripping over the thing. Screw it back on, and I had to pump, 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 And then somebody would show up with what Cat's saying and just
fuck all y'all live.
Street sweeper.
That's how, like, I'm trying to tell you, Summers was lit. Summers was lit. If you ain't had the time and you're like, well, no, I ain't gonna lie. And I kind of was strategic too, because I had that, and then I would get the cheat ones, you know, the ones you get from like Woolworth.
No, man, ain't nothing.
No, like I did all of that because I want to add plenty.
No, that's a water gun.
For a reason. It wasn't like I just was trying to start. It's like, no, if we are outside having a water war, so I'm coming. Yeah, I'm not no grown. I'm not worried about those things. Okay, it's no grown ass woman.
Not right now. I wouldn't do.
But yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not. I mean, no, I do actually, but I don't really worry about how extensive. Like my daughter, not worried about those type of things. So that's not something that I would concern myself with now. Like, oh, I gotta have the best super soaker. But back then, I wouldn't worried about. I had the best super soaker, and I would have the other ones too as backup ammo because I'm trying to fuck some shit up. That's my point. It ain't all about. No, I'm trying. I'm coming outside. We at war. I'm dumping buckets. Like, I'm doing all kinds of shit. So
I may have a super soaker. You want the lowest level super soaker? I might have the lowest level super soaker, but then I probably have the little clear see-through plastic one. You got to bite for teeth and pop out the little plug thing, hold it underwater. That'll be my little Derringer.
Right. Listen. And then you got your little plastic joints. You put them. you gotta be ready.
It's like the 100 one. It's a 150 those. The Civic one. Them like that.
Had those. Had the cheap ones too. I was killing all the shit. And I ain't need no back. That's what I'm saying. That's the other thing. When I go to war, I don't necessarily need a we. I need an I. Because I'm coming for you, because that's how I get down. So I wanted all the ammo. I was coming outside for real. Doc, what I say at the end of this show? I'm worried about the what? The what? What am I worried about? I'm not worried about the battles. I'm worried about
the war. You worried about the war, not the battle.
I say this every night on this podcast. You're going to hear it in a minute, because I got to tell J. Cole some shit, too. And fake-ass J. Cole, check in right now.
J. Cole...
When is fake ass J. Cole?
But even with that, look, let somebody pre-plan knowing the water fight going down, water balloons, the grenades.
Oh, I had them too. See what I'm saying? It's ammo. It ain't about the flossiness of the machine.
So it's you the had ammo. You had all the extra artillery, and then you had water balloons too?
Yeah. I still do a good water balloon. Right now, that's right now as an adult. Don't let them kids be around. Like you say, we have like a cookout or something. We got a big ass backyard. So let's say we have a cookout or some shit like that. I'll be balloon and water balloon ready. I'll be ready to fuck somebody up. It's a blow pop up there somewhere. Right there where them scissors at. I'm looking at it. You see that Miss You Already sign? It's right there beside it.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was giving. Sorry, I'm giving instruction. But yeah, now as an adult, I will have some fucking. I should go get a super soaker for the summer.
No, oh no. I remember we did touch this. There's some new shit. It's battery powered. It actually, you just stick it in the water. It sucks up the water and it shoots it like a pew pew pew, like a laser shot of water.
You know they got these.
I don't know if that's going to take the nostalgia away.
You know the little pebbles.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be made. Some things you should just not fuck with. You feel me? Because it takes the nostalgia away. You feel me? Some things you should just leave it as it is, because not only is it a great memory for whomever has already embraced it, but it's also a great possible memory for somebody who's never played. You know what I'm saying? Like, some shit you just leave the fuck alone. Some shit you just take it too fucking far, and I think that's one of them. Leave the fucking Super Soaker alone. It was good the way it was.
Because we kind of in the summertime, if you could do anything, this is a completely random question, because I'm trying to make sure we make it to the next portion. If you could do anything with the slip and slide, what would you do?
Nothing, because I hated them bitches. They gave me fucking burns on my fucking legs and shit trying to slip and slide down a fucking the fucking slip and slide. I hated them bitches. I would do nothing with the bitches. They should never have created them. They should fucking burn them bitches in every factory that they still exist in right now to this day. I promise you, unless they change them. Well, all right, they, listen, unless they change, you ask me, I'm giving you the fucking answer.
Let's go.
Unless they change that motherfucking plastic thing, runway thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's no way in hell I want to get on the slip and slide. Fuck the slip and slide. That shit hurt. That shit don't feel good. And then, even though, and like you said, there are there are trees here, but the backyards don't look like everybody's backyard, so you really couldn't be slipping and sliding all
the. And that's what I was about to say, because I think you did talk about it.
You can take it to the park, but even there, it still fucking hurts. And then I would have to go down to North Carolina for the fucking summer. I told y'all that sometimes when they was trying to get me away from the shit I was getting into. And they would have the slip and slide outside down there. I hated it there too, because it fucking hurt. It never felt good to me. It was never a fun fucking time. Fuck the slip and slide. That's how I feel. You asked me.
So, in your ranking, like, I'm still making good time. So, in your ranking of the three, slip and slide, fire hydrant, a super soaker, rank them. I can already think I know.
Fire hydrant going to be number one always, because, like, when you ain't had no money to go buy nothing and somebody popped that bitch, it go around the hood so fast.
You the man with that with the wrench.
You feel me? And it go around the hood so fast that somebody done popped that goddamn hot. You feel me? So you done found out that somebody done popped a fire hydrant on blase blah blah such and such and such. We go around that bitch and we outside and we be out there until the fucking fire department decide to finally come shut that shit the fuck down. And
pop the next one.
And then pop the fucking next one. It's always the fire hydrant. That's always the number one in my book. Number two, the super soaker. And number three, the slip and slide is not even a number three because it's not on my list. Right. I just told you, I hate the fucking slip and slide. And so
Two wild cards. That blue round ass pool or just the water hose?
What blue brown ass pool?
Brown, the round. You know the blue.
Oh, brown the blue pool. Round one for like.
You know what I'm talking about.
Depending on where you come from, like Roses or like Ames, or like you going there, the bullshit.
Whatever pool. Big box though. Yeah, one of those. Yeah, one of those or the water hose.
You can get it from the toys. All right. Yeah, I hated them too because. Again, we grew up in a different environment than everybody else. And our environment, if you got one of them pools, then the likelihood of you putting that pool down, you putting it on cement, so now you feel the rocks. He just said that shit. You feel the rocks through the fucking pool. You trying to have a good time, splash around and have a great time. You might feel one of them, and you just better hope you don't feel one of them. Because who the hell was in your backyard getting hot? Now we got to find out that shit. You can't have a camera, because by the time you put the camera out there, the camera gone because somebody done stole this shit. It wasn't like the
regular water hose.
Yeah, you got to take that type shit to the park. And then who the fuck want to take that fucking pool to the park and fill it up at the park, and then we got to toss it out? That's a lot of work. Nobody want to do that.
All right, so water hose, straight up water hose.
Yeah, the water hose was popping a little bit. And it depends, because if the fire hydrant was popped, then fuck, you need your pool.
At night is different. We break in pools at night.
You see what I'm saying? I wasn't with them. I ain't had nothing to do with nothing. I don't know nothing about what they was doing at that location at night. I was not there.
At night, we bring in pools, like, you know,
I wasn't there.
See, it's like kind of like the day stuff. What you say?
Mm-hmm.
What you say? What was first?
What, the fire hydrant?
Yeah,
that's all right, always going to be my number
one. Fire hydrant is the daytime. The park, the pool to me is the night.
Like the park pools, like
no, because you know it ain't gonna be open.
Like Drew Hill,
or the pools that be open during the day but they closed during the night.
Yeah, them pools.
Yeah.
Like the one down there off of. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
A hot night. But, you know, that'll be my number one.
Okay, all right. I could dig it though, but I wasn't there. I didn't do it. I had nothing to do with it. That was not me saying that. I was here. I wish to have a camera when it came on so y'all can know that I didn't say it. He could deny it right now because he's not on the camera.
So what I'm catching, and only because he could have had a mic though, for real. But so there was a
first of all. Get out of here because you don't know how this came together. You know he could have had whatever. It's right. Done how it's so, done. You
am I hearing there was a nighttime pool party at least?
Y'all had nighttime pool parties?
Oh, man.
It wasn't a diddler party, was it?
Oh, man. You're young.
I can respect that.
You can't. It's hot. And you go hop that gate, pop them lock.
Oh!
I just got apparently his parties be at pools in the nighttime.
This is like the rec center. This is the rec center that had the outdoor pool.
Our situation not set up like rec centers. There are pools in certain parks in our situation, but it ain't necessarily a rec center type of festivity. They like a pool.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
and they,
it's a community pool.
Yeah, it's a community.
After when it's closed.
Thank you. Now, Drew Hill, I would say they got.
It's a public pool.
It's a public pool. I need to do a hood history on that bitch because it's a long story. That's a long story behind. I need it.
I know I'm on that one.
You want to come on that one because we need to talk about that one. Cool. My mind is working. Anyway, that's a lot of history behind that shit. But here it's more like it's not a community center thing. They not located because you can have a community center located somewhere, but ain't no public pool there. You feel me? It's just like public pool or you know what I mean, park pool.
Okay.
That's how it's kind of set up like that. Now, then you have the pools that are in the gated communities and stuff like that. But they usually kind of fall out. They not really. You ain't going to find no pool in the projects.
Shit, Maccabees right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Maccabees. Oh, yeah. Where?
Down CVS, man.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right there. And then Charlie Brown right down Lexington Terrace.
Yeah, I've been to that pool a million times.
It's be 50 cents. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a different. But you ain't just. It ain't like they not like the pools that's in the gated community.
That's all been tossing in there.
Yeah, you gotta be in like the
pass.
Yeah, you can't just and you anybody can't just walk up in there. Well, actually, in Catonsville, they got one. You can't get in that bitch, but they, God, believe it or not, they were kind of job racist out there in the Klan out there. Milford out here used to be one Milford Mill, but now it's a moss. They don't have it anymore. But Milford Mill's swimming pool and swimming hole was out here. So it was a few places you could go. But when I say these ones we talking about right now, all of these are in the county. They're not in the city. You feel me? So it's different. It's look different everywhere you go. You got the suburbs, but then you got the hood. You feel me? That's how I look. All right, but it is now time for me to get to the love notes because we have a final exam to take, and then I gotta open the library because demure has been a word, and I need to know it. Okay, so it is now time. You go do what you need to do. I'm going to explain all of this real quick. So I want to give love to anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I appreciate you very much. Or the website. Appreciate you too. That's called live love. And that means you're actually watching live right now here with us as we, you know, talk and have conversations and stuff. But these people I'm about to speak upon, these people are not you. These people are my listening audience. These people have been loyal. They so loyal. They listen. They don't know what I look like, but they come back and they listen anyway. They're amazing and they show me love. So I always like to show them love. And so this is them. It's called the Love Notes. How do we come up with the name the Love Notes? Well, I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. It was no way in hell I was ever going to call it show notes. So I called it love. But so nonetheless, we came up to the came up with the compromise. We would call it Love Notes, and it's been that ever since. It will never ever change. Doc also said, because Doc always got something to say. Doc also said that I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I'm not going to agree with that. I'm just never going to agree with that either. What I'm going to say is it was a lot of papers. It was a lot of papers. But in all fairness, it was a lot of city, states, and countries on that paper. But we don't do that anymore. We've gone green. Aren't you proud of us? Now, we only do countries. And we do it like this. Hold on. I'm going to show y'all in a second. Yeah. Thanks for all of the love. I love y'all. Man, shout out to my top six. I love you. United States, United Kingdom, India, China, Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you so freaking much. Thank you for being so down and so loyal. I love you guys so much. Thank you. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Thanks, babes. I love you guys so much. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, Nepal. I love you all. Thank you so much for this love, boo. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, Morocco. Thank you, booze. I love you too. Oh my gosh, I love y'all so much. Thank you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi, darlings. Oh my gosh, this list. I love this list so much. It makes me so happy in my soul. And last but not least, Hungary, Greece, and Denmark. Thank you for the love. Thank you for watching the show. And I hope you enjoy it. And hopefully I'll keep delivering content that you guys love. I love you. You're amazing. Doc said some stuff. Let's see what he said. He said that we are worldwide. Before you go outside, take off your good clothes and don't come back inside smelling like outdoors. Well, how the hell do you make that happen, Mom? I was outside. I know I could take off my good clothes. I don't want to get in trouble for that. But, like, how do I come back inside not smelling like outside and I was outside? That don't even make sense. I had questions about a lot of stuff that our parental units and grandmother said when we was a little kid. I got questions. Doc said, top flight, catch the vibes, late night pool party, super soakers on a fire hydrant, fun times. For me, and no, I don't want to take my kids and siblings with me. I do not at all. That's the God's honest truth. That's what it boils down to. Make sure you shut that door when you come in. And be careful because my sister might be coming in that way too. But anyway, yeah. I ain't got time, cuz. I ain't got time. I don't want to take her with me. Why I gotta take her with me? You just trying to cramp my style, but I know what they was trying to do. Here's the real thing, Doc. They was trying to cramp your style. They didn't want you to have a hot, hot butt time in the pool. Well,
it worked because sometimes it would be somebody, young girl my age, who had to have her sibling with her too.
Yeah, and then they could play together until your sister say she don't like them, and then she go leave and go home. Because she ain't like them.
That's some bullshit, though.
Bullshit. Y'all. Ooh, child. Your sister did not like them. And I understand. Yeah. I don't be liking people either sometimes.
Oh, you see a bunch of other kids over here having the greatest time. Hopscotch. Double Dutch.
I mean, I'm gonna have a great time with them. Everybody not my people. Sometimes you just can't kick it with people. You feel me? And they wasn't her vibe, and that's why she was just like she tired. Yeah, she come get her big brother. And maybe she. You ever looked at it like this? Maybe she didn't want to. And you looked like he was having so much fun on the basketball court that she didn't want to interrupt. So she was like, "I'm just taking this off."
No. Fuck no. Hell no. No.
Okay. I tried to help her sister out. Whatever. Y'all. I tried to help her sister out. It ain't work. No. Okay. It is now time. I tried. It is now time. I tried. It is now time for the final exam. I'm never ready, but I'm ready. Let's get it. It's time for the final exam. We're going to let Doc explain it again because it always sounds better when he does it. Go ahead, Doc.
Oh, all right. So the final exam is a hip-hop final exam based upon the year that Cat picks. Cat is a hip-hop head, the hip-hop hippie, if you will. I'm a hip-hop head, but I'm more of a hip-hop nerd. So we will do this quiz thing. I come up with the quiz based upon the year that Kat gives. Kat gives whatever year she wants to. Sometimes it may be tied to something she remembers. Sometimes they may not. But either way, it's usually going to be somebody that had an album that year. I will give five clues. And then the audience and Kat have to guess who the artist is. Kat only has one guess, but she has five Harleys. She has to get out of jail because that's the story. Her Harleys are in jail. Those are her bottom bitches, bad bitches. I don't know. What do you call them?
What? Oh, so it's kind of like, you know how the pimp gang go. I got my bottom bitch. That's number five. I try to get her out of there all the time because I need her. Like, she hold me down. I know she always
going to have her right now.
She mad. She a little mad, but she'll be all right when she get out of jail. If she get out of jail. I'm not being too cocky tonight. And then I got two, three, and four. They like, you know, they my bitches. And then I got number one. She is stud now. She got cornrows and tattoos on her face because I left her in there for a long time. But I've been trying to get her out.
She has never been out.
I try, but it just don't work. And
She'd be like,
"I don't even want you to
visit me."
Like, huh? I try. I'ma keep trying, babe. You don't leave me, okay? I love you, but my bottom bitch, I gotta get her out of there. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But anyway, the year is
2005. The way it works, Kat get one guess. Matter how long she gets, that's how many hearties she lose. The audience can chime in as much as they want, as many times as they want. If nobody guesses it, then that's how I get my points because I did create the quiz. And so that's how I get my shit. And let me show you the score.
Mm-hmm. I'm still the champ, but it's been hard lately. You know, it's hard out here for a pen. Oh, sorry.
You ain't know.
It kind of fit the situation at the particular time. I just was talking mama about it. Like, I need that bitch back.
This is the current score.
Oh, this is our current score. Oh, I need my bottom bitch back out. The current score right now, Doc has 17. Because the champ is here, have 35. Our former co-host, Mama Say Mama Sama Makusa, has 5. And our audience has 2 wins. I have 0 Harleys out of prison right now. I'm a bitter bitch right now. I feel some kind of way, but okay, go ahead, Doc. Finish.
You singing Sean Kingston, So Lonely and shit.
Yeah, I'm lonely as hell. Okay. Right.
Oh, the year is 2005, so that means that this artist dropped something in 2005. Here's the first clue. Let's go.
Hold on. No, you missed something. You were supposed to say.
Oh, all right, cool. Any questions? Y'all live this your whole life. If you know hip-hop, for real, for real. not just the pop culture shit, not just the backpack shit, everything and anything in between. Yes, do you have a question?
Can I use the bathroom?
No, you know the bell rings. You can go between periods.
All right, Professor. I got a new classmate in here today, and I don't know if he be looking at people's papers and stuff.
Look, do I need to separate anybody? Like, hey, look, if you live hip-hop and you with the shit and you love the hip-hop shit, you're going to know it. As simple as that. Yeah, you look and you heard it. That's how deep everybody went with it.
I'm watching you.
So, first question. Everybody get a Scantron, pass it down. Everybody got the number two pencils. Let's go.
All right. This artist 2005 album was a commercial success featuring hard-hitting beats and provocative lyrics. It spawned several hit singles and solidified the artist's position as one of the top rappers of the 2000s. Oh my gosh, that's so vague. That last question better not look like this, Doc. I swear to goodness. I swear to goodness.
Well, you got to remember, you're kind of going back over a lot of years.
I got a pass. That's why my number one don't ever get out. Because that was vague. Like, who the hell?
You know how it starts. You are going over to a lot of years now.
You want me to read it again? The artist's 2005 album was a commercial success featuring hard-hitting beats, provocative lyrics. It spawned several hit singles and solidified this artist's position as one of the top rappers of the 2000s. I don't know who the hell this is. This is so rude. Ew, that would be nasty being on that. I might be. That's your guess, because that's not my guy. That's your guess? You don't lose nothing. You can guess as many times. I can't guess.
That's going guess.
All right. So he says, all right, say it out loud so he can hear you. Because he the professor. He got to tell us whoever it's right or wrong.
I'm thinking Ja Rule, but I don't know. That's kind of it.
Final answer.
I don't know.
That's not my answer.
He's not even in the top. Even the top.
Exactly. That's why
I had to rethink that for a minute. No, man.
All right, let's get to the rest of it because we got more. That'll help you understand.
Number two.
Yeah, because I know I knew I wasn't getting her out of jail today. She never get out first. I mean, get out, period. She's been. I'm locked up. They won't let me out. Oh, sorry. Sorry. So the album debuted atop the Billboard 200, selling 1.15 million copies in its first 4 hours. Oh, my gosh. Who did this?
Four days, not hours.
Oh, days. Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I was getting ready to say that was phenomenal. We're going to read it again. The album, because I messed it up. The album debuted atop the Billboard 200, selling 1.15 million copies in its first 4 days.
What year was that?
2005. Everything is based on 2005. That's our year for that's pretty.
That's the year. Mm-hmm.
2005. I pick a year every thing. 2005.
Jeezy.
You just jumping everywhere with your guys.
I'm just trying to.
Watch saying it out loud because that could count as your guess. So unless you're saying it. And saying that's your answer.
If a guest gets their final answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. All right, let's go to number three. I know I'm not getting into number two either.
Number three.
I'm just trying to get to my bottom, baby. I miss you, boo. I'm sorry. Okay. I miss you, boo. I'm trying. Featured collaborations with several high-profile artists, including Eminem and Jamie Foxx. Ooh. Hold on. Ooh. It's stressing me out. All righty.
You picked this year.
I know. Why did I do that? Jamie Foxx and Eminem? I don't know what's wrong with me. I be always picking. Why do we ever listen to me? And let me pick the years.
You miss how the game work.
Oh, okay. My bad. My fault. I don't know why I be picking, because I got a couple of people that collab with him, but that person didn't collab with them. Ooh. And this was 2005. Oh, you gonna give me a bald spot, Doc. Give me number. Let's move on to the next one. Give me number four. I promise you, number five better not look like last week. I got beef, Doc. I swear I got, because that was what. All right, come on. Let's go. Number four.
Give me number four, right? Number four, right?
Mm-hmm. Give me number four.
All right, number four.
You hurt my feelings so bad last week. You might hurt my feelings again this week. They have been involved in high-profile feud with other rappers, which include their success and lead. Ooh, okay. All right, and lead to diss tracks and public confrontations. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Child, this one. They have been involved in a high profile feud with other rappers, which fueled their success. Is it my... Oh, wait. Because I feel like it's my... I don't want to say this is my final answer, though. Hold on. Because I feel like, hold on, I got to read these clues again. Hold on. I got to run through these.
If you read them, yeah, read them out loud. Everybody get a pair of tents.
I'm not giving up today. I'm coming home with one of my Harleys. This artist's 2005 album was a commercial success after hard-hitting beats and provocative lyrics. I feel like it's my favorite. Okay. Oh. It spawned several hit singles.
Make sure that the guest, sir, know that if he thinks so too, he can look, spit out say five answers.
Then he get the point. Huh? Yeah. What? Don't be spitting out shit though. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you why you don't get to just spit shit out. You feel me? And why I don't give no chances at this game even. So, but I'm gonna hold this thought for a second because I know who this person is. So I'm gonna hold this one second. But I don't give, because I used to. That's why, and I said I wasn't gonna say it again because he did perform for event. But. And this is no shade to you, King Knox. I swear to goodness, I just want to be honest with everything that I'm saying to you. I gave you some chances, and five of them points should have really been mine. But I told him I wouldn't say that no more because he did come and perform at our event that we had. So I'm going to shut up, but don't be out loud with it. But you got it. Do you have a, I'm not helping nobody else no more either. I learned my lesson. So anyway, the album debuted at the top of the Billboard 200, selling 1.15 million copies in its first full. I feel like, and this person got with Eminem collaborations and several high profile artists, including Eminem and Jamie Foxx. They have been a high-profile feud with other rappers? Is it A? Because this sound like actually one of my favorite people, but I just don't want to guess off the rip. But it sound like one of my favorite people, which fueled their success and led to numerous diss tracks and public confrontations. I feel like this is... No, I feel like I'm not letting you say shit. I did not say no who's water around this bitch. I'm getting ready to lose or win. If I guess, then I lose way more than you'll ever lose in this game. Because if I guess, I lose two of my bitches. If I'm wrong, I lose my point. That's three things I'm losing in this. You just lose the point. Don't rush me in my shit. It's my shit. Anyway. Now, I feel like it is my favorite anti-villain, 50 Cent. That's my final answer.
That's your final answer?
I think, yes. I'm a stick to it.
You say yes? My final answer?
I said it's my... Don't do that tonight.
You I said yes, my final I think.
I'm not going right to do all of that. You heard what I just said.
That's your final answer.
I said it was my final answer, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. All right, it's your final answer then. I'm assuming what you're saying. You are correct. It is 50
Thank minutes. You. The champ is here. Boop, 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 boop. The champ is here. Stop playing with me tonight. Right. Like, I don't know why. Do I look like a toy to play with? Play with your mother. That's all I got.
Real shit. This would have been.
And I got my Harleys out of jail today. What? You bottom is out.
And okay, your number four is out too.
And my number four, but I needed that hypnotic call real quick.
Clue number five.
Mm-hmm. And I swear to goodness, this, I told you to stop bringing me these number fives that look like last week. But anyway, I guess
this
anyway,
is not. I'm gonna shout
out. The like, artist early career. Hold on. Let me read it. The artist early career was marked. And I would have guessed with this one, but whatever. And then I still would have had my bottom out. But anyway, this artist's early career was marked by a near-fatal Blicky incident. Since then, they have sold over 3 million albums worldwide and won several awards, including a Grammy Award, a Primetime Emmy Award, 13 Billboard Music Awards, 6 World Music Awards, 3 American Music Awards, and 4 BET Awards. That dude is that dude for a reason. You don't just create your own studio from nothing. Like it would have been slick too if we could have. Well, no, that would have been a dead giveaway. Never mind, Doc. You did what you did your thing. I'm shutting the fuck up on that one. Because sometimes you just need to shut the fuck up. And this is one of them times for me. But what I won't shut the fuck up about is I got 2 of my bitches out of prison. Okay, that was a comeback from last week because all them bitches was in prison last week. The current score is Doc has 17. I have 36 now. Our former co-host has 5. And our audience has 2, and I got 2 free Harleys. Let's get it. I like it. It's salacious. So, the next year, I hate that I got picked these years. I be picking stupid ass years. I don't know why. Stupid years. We're going to go 2000. I don't know.
Do you understand what happened with this one? We've covered 50 Cent one time or 50 Cent and G-Unit before on the thing, so I have to change the way I put the questions.
Put it together, right? No, you did an excellent thing. Yeah. Although last week you kicked my ass, but whatever. No, you did. It's fine. I like the way it was set up. I'm satisfied with tonight's outcome. I don't know
because you won.
I'm satisfied with tonight's outcome, so I don't know who you think is arguing with you. Not I said the cat. Not I said the cat. I don't got no beef. I like how it turned out tonight. The champ is back with 2 Harleys. Sorry. With two Harleys, they might. Well, three if you count my little one. But anyway.
Shout out to the new Harley.
Yeah. She's cute. Isn't she cute? Mm. She's quite cute. She's such a... And she's spunky. Mm-hmm. And I like that about her.
Don't let it end up in the dog pound.
She ain't gonna be in no dog pound. What? Cricket ain't been in no dog pound. Her ass ain't going in no dog pound even. Although Cricket is not feeling her right now. But we gonna fix it. We gonna fix it. Anyway. Oh. Ah, it is now. Well, hold on. Well, let me just say these.
We need a year. We need a year.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to think on the year because I'm scared. I'm afraid. Okay. We're going to say 2002. Have I done too much in that era?
I'll choose whatever you want. Cause I keep telling you, you do have these certain angles of years, and it gets deeper. And that's why, like, you hated the last one.
You said I did too much in the 90s already, so I can't go back to the 90s, even though I would love to.
There's still tons of music, but I'm trying to make sure I don't go too deep, because the last one that you hated when you lost all five, I think was way too deep. There's still way more rappers that existed.
Last week, yes, it was way too deep for my poor little brain to suck in. And soak in. That, no, it's just that number five was not a number five. That was a number three.
If you knew.
That was a number three.
It was KRS-One.
It's a joke.
I'm rocking.
Down. You gotta relax. Calm down. It was a joke, baby.
What year?
Let me, 2002.
2002 is locked in?
Yeah, all right. So if you want to contact us for any reason at all, hit us up. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Join the conversation. You could drop a comment, call in, or text. The number is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. Like, share, and subscribe. I'm saying for sure, like, just hit the like button. I want you to do that. That'll make me happy. Thanks very much. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Listen, I do not take requests. I'm sorry. Reason being, because when I do decide to play music videos, I have permission, written, verbal, electronic, however you want it. I got it. I'm not playing music videos that I do not have permission to play, because I don't want copyright infringement. Like, what is wrong with you? And then I got, on the other hand, this amazing DJ who hits us with an amazing fire mix every Friday, and I'll be damned if y'all gonna get on his nerves talking about, can you put this in the mix and can you put that in the mix? No, he will not. I'm not even taking a request for him to have to do so. Because if I take one, I got to take them all. I know that you will not stress us out. Get out of here. Make sure you tune on for Fire Friday, by the way. But no, so we don't take requests. I'm not being rude. We just don't do that over here. And now I'm about to be fucking rude. Because fuck that and fuck you. We don't have to. That's how I feel tonight. I feel that way, Doc. I do.
Do you? It's your lane.
Sorry. Join our coffee community. So that we can have titillating, salacious, and taboo conversations. And I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it, because I get tired of having to censor myself for these, whoever needs censorship. I don't know, but just join the coffee community so I don't have to anymore. Okay. All right. Big shout out to our DJ. His information is scrolling below if you would like to contact him for any events or whatever you got going on. He's a great DJ. Big shout out to our DJ, DJ Rude KZ. He holds it down every week. Listen, stop playing with him. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my, don't play with him. And let me also say to you, also, let us know how you feel about these mixes. We'd like to know how you feel about it. And also, he's here every Friday. Make sure you say it to his fucking face. And then everything's soft. Okay. All right. Okay. Just wanted to have some understanding about that. Say it to his face. Don't say it to me. Say it to him. He'll be here. Hit that like button, Doc said, and tune in for sure. For sure. All right, y'all. It is now time for, hold on, let me wet my whistle because, you know, this get crazy. Hang on here sometimes. I'll say some things. And these are the things that I say every night because I love you. And I feel like we can bond if you know me too. So the first thing is mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business except for Media Mondays, where I come and tell everybody's business because I'm nosy and I want you to be nosy with me. The tap in, I've been doing real good. I haven't been telling people's business. Doc, I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah.
I've been good, being good. Though, on the wiretap, though. On the wiretap. If you have a court case and you are disgusting, depraved, foul, heinous, sinister, I'm missing some. Come on. What you got?
Insidious.
Insidious. Yeah.
Manipulative.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of other words.
I know. But if you any of those things, then here's the problem. And you got a court case and you're famous and I can pull the case, I'm reading it. Oh, I'm reading it. And guess who's going to read it with me? My partner and good over here. Doc. We going to read it. So you shouldn't be that way. And then I wouldn't read it. It's your fault, not mine. Anyway. And then on the Wet and Wired Wednesdays, usually I talk more of my business than anybody else's business. But the point is, mind your business, because it's a safe way to live your life. I'm just saying. And then... love your babies, hug your babies, encourage your babies, tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. They need that love. They need that support. And it's your job to give it to them. Stop playing with the babies. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there. And that's, I don't know. I don't work there, but what I do know is you should go get yourself a telescope, not the cheap kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with, a good one, okay? And then take your babies outside and look at the sky. It's fine. Because it's a lot of pervs out here, Doc. Let's not look. We talk about one every Wednesday. Anyway, so... yeah, don't get that kind. Get the good one that you're supposed to look at the sky with.
Well, I think the diddler has a telescope, by the way.
Huh? You think he got a telescope? I know he got a telescope.
I don't think
he got all kinds of telescopes. He got telescopes.
Nah, he has a yacht. A yacht will be the telescope. Big facts.
Oh, yeah, he does the yacht. He don't need a telescope. He got Cuba Gooding Jr. joining a party. He don't need a telescope. Okay, Cuba, yeah. Bring one. But anyway, so if they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, and I know they got engineers over there also. I love them. They have a need for speed, and at one point in time a muscle car was their best friend. I love muscle car. Ooh, okay, I'm gonna behave. We know how I get about muscle cars. But whatever the case may be, tell them babies that they are the GOAT. That's what they need to know. That's your job to tell them. And now it's time for your, I still haven't found my sound, Doc. I feel some kind of way about it. I'm gonna find it though.
Don't you, Kill Bill?
I know you keep telling me Kill Bill. I just don't want to get in trouble. Or if I can, I'm gonna see if I can get, I got it. It might be some, I got it. I'm gonna see what I can get done with that one. Because I need a sound. But it is now time for your fair warning. I give this warning to keep you safe and to keep me cool, calm, cool, and collected. You feel me? It's very important that you understand why I give this fair warning. So here it goes. stay in your lane. Because my lane and your lane are not the same. Your lane's over there, my lane's over here. There's no reason for you to be over here in my lane at all. Why are you here? You do not want to jump into my lane. Because if you jump into my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. And it's not my fault at that point. It's your fault because you should have stayed in your goddamn lane. That's all you had to do. And you come in my lane, you're going to get her. And I promise you, you don't want to. You don't want her. She's not nice at all. She can be quite evil if she want to be, and she's definitely a bitch. You don't want her. You don't want her at all, okay? And I got two of my Harley. I got two of my Harleys out, and then I got my puppy Harley. We get right. You don't want her out. Just leave her where she at. Don't break the glass and don't push the button. That's your fair one. I'm helping you out. I'm helping me, but I'm helping you. I'm helping me help you. Help me help you. Okay? You don't want her. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly and all that good stuff. Oh, my gosh. You want to cuddle with her. You want to. It's just so desirable. Or you want her, Abe, you big perv bitches. Yeah. But you don't want that first one. It's not going to be nice. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for Doc. And I don't need that for you. And we don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane, you fucking idiot. Which brings me to my next point. Fake ass J. Cole didn't come in here. I'm kind of mad about it because I'm trying to get him to spread the word to the real J. Cole, which is, baby, I love you, but sometimes you just gotta shut the fuck up. You did the thing. You did the thing. You came back and you said you take it back because it didn't sit well in your heart. Okay, fine. But then you don't come back and then make a song about why you took the thing back. You don't have to do that. Just shut the fuck up. You was doing so good. You just was picking your, choosing your own battles. That was not a battle for you. You was just like, all right, let me get out of it. I don't belong here. But no, shut up and take the Grammy nominations and be happy. But shut up. Okay, sorry. Because what I'm saying is pick and choose your battles wisely. He understood at first that that was not a battle that he should be in. So he exited. Everybody felt some kind of way about it. But he was wise because look what happened to little Caligula, aka Petty Booth, aka Drake. That was picking and choosing your battles wisely. No, then you got to come back and keep talking. Shut up! Just take the Grammy nomination. Anyway, yeah. And then Mobb Deep told y'all a long time ago, that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. You can run, but you can't high five it. In these streets that we done took, you walking with your head down, scared to look, but I'm going to stop. And I'm going to say, mama, sa, mamaku, sa, because y'all know I will go all day and I can't. Meditation. Mama, say, mama, sa, mamaku, sa. But basically, fuck the battle. Worry about the war. Why the fuck are we worried about the battle? Fuck that battle. You could lose the battle and live to fight another day. You win the war, you win it all. Fuck that shit. Fuck that battle. I'm going for war. I really mean that shit when I say it. I told you were going to hear that shit in a minute. yeah, fuck that war, man. I mean, fuck that battle, man. Worry about the war. And then afterwards, make peace and not war. But win the war first. For sure. The hippie had to come out real quick. Sorry. and lastly, I don't think she's listening to me anymore either, Lizzo. Get back over here, girl. Be you. Be who you are. Be authentically you. Don't let nobody tell you who the fuck to be. Don't let them tell you how to eat, how to sleep, how to shit, what you're supposed to think, what, like, none of that. Because at the end of the day, you got to live for you, boo. You do. You can't make anybody completely happy. You can't make them happy at all. You can add to their happiness, but you can't make them happy. But who you can make happy is yourself. And so I recommend that you do that thing exactly. you could try to pacify them and try to please them and fix the one thing that they don't like, and they'll find something else to nitpick about. So fuck them. Worry about you. Don't worry about nobody else. And last but not least, dream. And don't let nobody tell you what your dream is supposed to be. Follow your dreams. Do what you're supposed to do for you and nobody else. Can't nobody tell you how your dream is supposed to work, what it's supposed to look like. None of that shit. No, they can't, because they're not in your shoes. Fuck them too. All right. Now it's now time to get up out of here. Doc, baby.
Cat, what's up?
Always a good time, boo.
Yeah.
I've been
always
debating.
Great. Salute to the gentleman that's there.
All right, brother. Same to you, bro. All right.
Yeah, I'm debating whether or not tomorrow I want to get back into this case or if I want to go to Wet and Wyatt. And I think I want to go to Wet and Wyatt because, you know, I need my breaks from this shit.
I'm happy to be here, so that's all there really is. So whatever one you decide, I'm rocking with it.
Yeah, I think we're going to do a Wet and Wyatt tomorrow. Because I need my breaks. It's a lot. It's a lot that I'm taking on reading these court cases. It's a lot. And I don't know how you don't feel it, partner and good, but it's a lot. So
in fairness, if there's triggering things in these situations, which you do say triggering a lot, I don't fully understand it, but I can respect it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it's for different people. The situation hits different for different people. So anyway, so tomorrow we're not doing that though. That's the point. I don't want to do that tomorrow. Tomorrow I just want to have conversation, salacious conversation. So anyway, and talk about some salacious things tomorrow. But anyway, as usual, I love you to death, Doc. Thank you for holding it down per usual.
Thank you for having me. Greatly appreciate being here. Always good.
Oh, man. It is time to get out of here. We got to go, but we love you very, very much. Stay out of trouble. And tell them get the fuck out your face. That's all I can say. Good night. Bye. Pop hit me out. Bye. Oh, bye.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch Giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big.